Alex Wojcicki reporting from the 92nd National FFA Convention and Expo. I'm visiting with Niev Sexton. She is from the Wapaka FFA chapter in Wisconsin. She has just been named the national winner of Equine Science Entrepreneurship Proficiency Award. Niev, what an incredible honor. What's going through your mind right now?
Honestly, I'm just so blessed to be here, and not only on this stage, but meeting other individuals who have the same mindset as me. It's been a very long journey, I will say that, and I've been practicing and prepping since my freshman year of high school to be here, so it's all paid off, and I'm extremely excited.
Well, before we get into that, can you tell us a little bit about your SAE and what you've been working on?
Yes, so my Equine Science Entrepreneurship focuses on my showing in the NRCHA, so National Reined Cow Horse Association, as well as the AQHA, American Quarter Horse Association. And recently I have elevated to the world show level, and along with that came my passion for alternative therapy methods like chiropractic work and red light therapy. And my proficiency focuses on how I was certified in red light therapy and then using that to reduce my cost of owning equines.
You mentioned that it was an incredibly long journey for you. Tell us about that.
So I've owned horses my entire life, and from that moment on I knew I loved it, but I didn't know in what way. So I've been constantly growing over the years in what discipline. I used to jump, and now I show rein cow horse, so it's completely different. As well as I originally just loved it because of riding, and now I love it from a managerial aspect and being able to help and assist others through what I've learned and growing the community. So it's just a huge part of what I love and do.
It sounds like you have certainly persevered. Tell me about a moment when you thought you felt like you hit rock bottom but had to overcome that.
So I had a very difficult youth world show. It was my first one, and it was this past summer, and I went in for my rein cow horse boxing class after winning the all-around champion in the state circuit, and just went in there confidently knowing that I was going to mark and make the finals. And I went in for my reining pattern, and I overspun my horse. Total rider error, not the horse, nothing I could have done about it. It was just something that happened. And I was immediately zeroed in that rein work and eliminated from the finals. So I was absolutely heartbroken. But how I overcame that was I actually was recruited to show for the University of Wyoming's ranch horse team. And through that experience, I was able to surround myself with people that helped me understand showing smart and not just going out there and trying to run for $1 million and win it, but go out and try to clean yourself up and mark high scores.
And so obviously, despite all of those difficulties, you have become incredibly successful. Can you tell me about a moment when you felt like you were the most successful?
Honestly, I think when I was the Miss Teen Rodeo Wisconsin in my state, and most importantly, not because I was in front of thousands and announced, but because I was able to touch so many lives and help people become educated on not only horses, but the opportunities that they have to help better themselves.
Who have been some role models in this process for you?
Definitely my new horse trainer, Lance Scheffle. He taught me that before anything, before the trophies and before the fancy show outfits, your horse comes first. It's the reason why I'm still a college student and wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning to take care of my 3 horses I have at college with me. It's a huge part of what makes the industry go round is our equine athletes, so it's crucial that we take care of them.
Let's talk a little bit about your FFA journey. What sort of things did you learn from FFA that you've been able to apply to this?
The list is so long. Yeah, FFA has taught me everything from how to dress in a respectful business-type manner to how to address an audience and really have a conversation and touch people. I've been active in things like the job interview, CDEs, the horse judging, and one common thing is leadership among your peers and competitors, as well as how do you portray yourself in an adult business-like manner. And I think that's what sets FFA members above all other students, is we set ourselves at a way higher expectation than most, and it shows.
What advice would you give to all of those students who just watch you walk across stage and they want to be where you are?
I would say nobody's perfect, and everyone messes up and everyone makes mistakes, but one way that you can really persevere and get to where you want to go is write down your where, when, and how, and you make that goal a reality written on paper, and you can see it outside the window, and it's coming. You're on the train to it if you write it down. So write it down and become passionate for what you want to do. and really engage yourself.
What's next for you?
I am going to be getting on my plane back home to Wyoming, where it is 16 degrees, but I am going to be focusing on my major in environmental and natural resources. With that major, I am hoping to go into sustainable ag engineering, focusing on hydroponics and aquaponics, and start engineering products for FFA students to use in the classroom.
So with that and all of your leadership, one final question for you. One message around FFA this year was, how are you going to change the world? What are you doing to change your world?
I'm being a leader to others, and I'm reaching out to give inspiration to youth, and I think that's the most important thing to do. No matter what you want to accomplish or how different everyone else is, we all have a common ground, and that is achieving our dreams, so giving a helping hand.
We have been visiting with Niev Sexton of the Wapaka FFA chapter in Wisconsin. She was just named the award winner of the Equine Science Entrepreneurship Proficiency Award. This report is sponsored by Zoetis and Red Brand. Reporting for FFA Today, I'm Alex Wojcicki.